Hey yo, Wandering Rhythms right here on the radio, and you just heard a lovely funkadelic piece of music by the Polyrhythmics out of Seattle, Washington, not so far away from their new LP Octagon. That was Octagon Part 2, and yes, there's also a Part 1 on that record, equally transcendent. And before that, you heard the Silesian Blues Band, or as the real fans like to call them, the SBB, out of Poland. Yeah, 1971 progressive rock there. Track called Rainbow Man from their, I think, is their first album, since it's called Welcome. And yeah, the Polish fellows, the vocalist doing his best cool American accent, Rainbow Man, something like that. Way better than that. But anyhow, the SBB out of Poland. And before that, Snarky Puppy out of Eastern America. I think they're from Virginia, actually. And yeah, they're Family Dinner Volume 2. These guys like to record their albums live, but they sound very well done, like a studio band in one take. Molino Molero featuring Susana Baca on vocals and Charlie Hunter on the 7-string bass. Snarky Puppy. And next up, something really exciting that I discovered online last night. A group called Tout'ard, which means strawberries in Arabic. And this is a Syrian reggae group from a village called Majdal Shams in the occupied Golan Heights part of Syria. So, yeah, I'm not sure how these guys are doing, if they're still able to be playing music at the moment, but this album came out in 2014, so, you know, maybe they're still going strong in that very difficult situation. Yes, reggae, you know, there's reggae around the world. Not surprising that there's reggae in the Middle East, but what I like about these guys is that they sound Middle Eastern, at least slightly. You gotta sound Caribbean with reggae music, but some of the melodies definitely sound like they're from the Arabic part of the world. So yeah, group Tout'ard with the record Nuri Andaburi. Here is some Syrian reggae for you. Wandering Rhythms, and you just heard Elage Diouf out of Senegal, now based here in Canada in a city called Montreal, and his new record Melokane with some really experimental stuff. Definitely African based, but not afraid to embrace new sounds. And that one features Jordan Officer on an instrument or another. And yes, actually, he happens to be playing. It doesn't say anywhere. Oh, it does. He plays guitar. Yeah, he's probably playing that bluesy guitar in there. So the track actually called Tay, T-A-Y, Elage Diouf. I'll be listening to that again, certainly. And before Elage Diouf, you heard Dr. Disser from a small town in Austria. He likes to travel around Asia with some production equipment and record beats. So Dr. Disser, record Purple Planet, and the song You Win! With an exclamation mark. You win! Before that, you heard some Syrian reggae. Very, very cool stuff that I've never heard anything like before in my life. Called Toot Ard. That's the name of the group. Probably sounds a lot nicer in Arabic. Not going to attempt it. But yes, Toot Ard with the track Gina. So yes, you can find them much easier if you are Arabic speaking. A lot of their stuff is in the Arabic script. But Toot Ard, TOOTARD. And that's a record from 2014 named Nuri Andaburi. Bam. That's all you need to know. That's the whole set. Three songs, as usual. And hey, we're traveling to a country in East Africa in about 10 minutes from now. But first, next, you're going to hear some hip-hop out of Bordeaux in France. And these guys have a brand new record. I've listened to their older albums and really liked it. And every now and then you just discover an artist you like. Put out an album a few months ago and, you know, you didn't know, but can't keep track of everything going on. This came out in November, so new album by Odezen. It's called Doziger Street Number 2. No idea what the title is up to. Very critically acclaimed in France. Probably not well known outside of France or outside of French-speaking places, but very good wordplay and really interesting production as well. So yes, their new record, Doziger Street 2, and the track On est, on vit, on meurt. We are born, we live, and we die. Yes, very upbeat number here, the last one on their new LP.
Je ne veux pas pourrir dans le fond d'un cercueil, ni voir la meuf de l'accueil qu'il y a au paradis. Je veux rester ici avant que la faim me cueille, comme on cueille une pomme, même si c'est dur des fois. C'est mieux que d'avoir la foi, c'est mieux qu'une crise de foi, ou qu'une sale rage dedans. La vie, ça vient qu'une fois, et ça passe comme une danse. Danser près de la mort, danser près de la mort, au pied de ta maison, les murs de la misère, les clés de ta raison. On est, on vit, on meurt. On est, on vit, on meurt.
On est, on vit, on meurt. L'œil trouble, on vit l'odeur. Un monde moins sans sentir douleur. Des mots malsains nourrissent les peurs. On est, on vit, on meurt. Aimez vite les sœurs. Regard humide, la gorge au cœur. Chaleur canine, les poumons, le cœur. On est, on vit, on meurt.
Même si je passe le temps, on est, on vit, on meurt. Sans intérêt pour ça.
On est, on vit, on meurt.
La vie s'est fait pour ça.
On est, on vit, on meurt.
C'est tester sa naissance. Aimer tous les moments. C'est se mentir dans le sens. C'est se mentir dans le froid. C'est noyer son essence, c'est lâcher le combat. De l'infiniment petit face à l'infiniment grand. Se perdre dans le profond, sans voir à la surface. Dans les mots d'un prophète, les réponses aux questions, je les laisse aux grosses têtes.
On est, on vit, on meurt. Aussi vite qu'un chrétien pleure, aussi bête qu'un vide qu'une fleur. On est, on vit, on meurt. Aussi rien qu'un fil qu'une heure.
Sans forfait, une âme qui boite met plus de temps, mais elle arrivera à la paix. Je ne veux pas vivre, je ne veux pas naître, je ne veux pas mourir, je ne veux pas être.
On est, on vit, on meurt. Le bruit, le goût, la sueur. D'un bout de pain vient le bonheur. Des beaux larves nourrissent les cœurs. On est, on vit, on meurt. Elle est vide, les corps. Le foie, le bide, les femmes d'abord. Les crampes ruminent, l'estomac d'or. On est, on vit, on meurt. Aussi chaud qu'un soleil mort, aussi doux qu'une nuit dehors. On est, on vit, on meurt. Aussi doux qu'un jour qu'on tord. On est, on vit, on meurt.
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 this is Wandering Rhythms, and we ended the first hour with King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and their acoustic LP track there called Dirt. And man, those guys from Australia put out an album every 6 months. That one just came out, but they're already prepping for their next LP. Nonagon Infinity comes out April 29th, featuring a never-ending cycle of music. The last track just feeds into the first one again. You can listen to it forever. And they're also playing at the Rickshaw Theatre coming up at the end of May. So yeah, King Gizzard, 7-piece from Melbourne, Australia.
I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Rebecca.
We're the hosts of Sociologic, broadcasting live at CJSF 90.1 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday.
Tune in to hear meaningful conversations exploring all ideas through a sociological lens.
Bam! Second hour. Now it is time for a trip that you will never forget. This week we are going to Djibouti. Djibouti, yes. In East Africa, a very small nation, less than 1 million human beings who live there currently. And it is just, if my math is correct, just south of Eritrea, just east of Ethiopia, and just north of Somalia, right there in the Horn of Africa. And interestingly, it's only about 30 kilometers away from Yemen, right across the Red Sea. So it's the thinnest point where the Red Sea meets with, where the two land masses meet. And, yeah, so it controls a lot of trade going through that area because they're right on the water. And, yeah, Djibouti, interestingly, historical fact about them, it was part of French Somaliland. The French had a lot of territory there when they decided they wanted to take over much of Africa. Crazy times, but Djibouti almost became a part of Somalia. There's two major ethnic groups. There's the Afar people and the Somali people, who are definitely a lot more numerous in Somalia, but still make up the majority of the population in Djibouti. So in what year was it? The 1960. Yeah, 1960, Somalia achieved independence. And Djibouti, there was a referendum to decide whether they were going to join Somalia as an independent nation or to remain a part of France. And because the Afar people were more sided with French, they didn't want to become a super very small minority within the country of Somalia, whereas the Somali people voted for joining Somalia. But anyhow, it didn't happen. There was several referendums, three in total, and finally the third one in 1977, Djibouti separated from France, became an independent nation. And yeah, so smaller, one of the smallest nation in the area, actually. But their music, yeah, influenced by Arabic people from the Middle East, and Islam has been very strong in that part of East Africa for 1,000 years.